91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, where we are real people and real radio. This is Aspen Green with my co-host, Kathy Harris, and you're listening to Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. And you can hear more of our programs at kxci.org on the Broad Perspectives podcast page. We have the greatest pleasure today of having with us Connie Branick, who's no stranger to our show or to Tucson. And I know we're here to talk about Snorts and Rattles songbook, but I want to mention the El Casino Ballroom show on February 16th that will be featuring Connie Branick and the Little House of Funk Blues Edition and Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. Tickets available at TucsonFolkFest.org or The Folk Shop. And Connie is a star in so many ways. I'm so excited to hear what Connie is up to with writing her songbook, Kathy.
Well, you know, anyone who has even a vague interest in music in Tucson will most likely know Connie Branick. Connie is a rhythm and blues force of nature. She took the Tucson music scene by storm after she retired from the Army National Guard as Command Sergeant Major, where she deployed twice in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Connie says, "A pivotal moment for me was my decision to enlist in the U.S. Army. My friends thought I was nuts, yet the military helped me find and nurture my best self. 22 years later, that best self danced into Tucson, where I live and play today." Well, she's now the band leader of the Little House of Funk and its many variations that play frequently around town. But she's also a woman of many other talents, too. Today, we're going to talk about a book she has come out with that has the songs from a children's album that she recorded in 2020 called Snorts and Rattles, Songs of the Desert Southwest. And that's the name of her book, too. The book is full of the poetic lyrics about creatures that live in our desert. As you read the pages, you can sing along with the record. It is just delightful. Connie, welcome to our show.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Aspen. Thank you so much for inviting me back.
We're so happy to have you. You know, first, I don't know if we've ever asked you this before, but when you got out of the service after 22 years, how is it that you ended up in Tucson?
Well, I originally moved to Tucson in 1994 and worked with the National Guard's counter-drug program for years and years and was transferred in 2002 to Phoenix. When I had the opportunity to come back, I did. And that was in late 2008. Anyone who's been in both Phoenix and Tucson, I think, would basically choose Tucson, in my opinion. It's like Tucson is the bad boy leaning on the motorcycle in your senior year. Phoenix is the star quarterback. I just like the bad boys. What can I say?
Well, we couldn't agree.
I like the wildness of Tucson.
Yes, yes. I say it's relaxed. It's more relaxed and authentic. It's a very authentic place.
Yes.
Okay, and can we assume that you immediately got involved in the music scene here? Was that an easy thing to get involved in, or did it take you a while?
It took me a little bit. I was invited to serve as an interim principal, and I came here to work in education, and I was working on a doctorate in education. I also was involved in a spiritual group called the Little Garden Ministry, and the facilitators had invited me to come along and sing in assisted living homes and spread the joy of music through singing. They asked me to lead that, and I did. And they said, "Well, why aren't you singing? And why don't you start singing again?" And I said, "I don't know if I can do it again." And they go, "Oh, sure you can." So they kind of encouraged me to sing again. And I went to a Tucson Musicians Club meeting, which is for beginners or folks who want to get involved in music again, and signed up to sit in. And a husband and wife agreed to accompany me on God Bless the Child. And I sang Kansas City, the blues. It's all about being fearless, not flawless. And I realized I actually could still sing because I sang when I was a kid. We formed a little band called Shaky Bones. And I taught myself how to play cajon. I mean, when you don't know anyone in town, the hardest chair to fill is usually the drummer's chair. So I ended up playing cajon. And I've stumbled through and gotten, you know, at least competent enough to keep a good groove. I play that with Mama's Kitchen Sink now, which is an all-women's trio. So anyway, to make a long story short, it's been a journey and I've loved every minute of it. I've learned so much, met so many wonderful people. And if I'm the weakest member in the band, we're going to have a strong band. I learned that in the military. Surround yourself with folks who will challenge you and help you grow. And that's exactly my strategy now. And I continue to work in that capacity.
And you have variations of your band, Little House of Funk. You have the blues version, and you have a jazz version, and a little version, and then you have Mama's Kitchen Sink, which is my personal favorite. I just love you three women. I think you're incredible. And I have to say, you have the most energy of any musician I have ever seen, and you make every show so much fun. You kind of talk to the audience and involve them in your songs, and it's impossible not to dance when you are playing. I never dance, and every time I go to hear you, I am dancing. Now, did you start out with this style of entertaining, or did it develop over time? Because I think it's somewhat unique.
I really appreciate you saying that. It's funny because I had two loves growing up. I loved basketball and I loved music. I played trombone and the neighborhood gang asked me to, after we saw the Ed Sullivan show, I think every small town in America, bands formed. I didn't know what I was doing. And they said, "Well, you have to sing." And I said, I want to play drums." No, Ronnie's going to play drums because his brother has a kit already. So anyway, I was like kind of thrust into this, you have to sing. And I don't have much range. I just learned how to deliver a song dynamically, but I sure don't have much range. And so because I love rough and tumble and I love sports, I just kind of channeled that into singing. So that's kind of been my style. And basketball is a team sport. And to me, playing in a band is the ultimate team sport. So the audience, I mean, they're the X factor, just like in sports. So I want to make sure they're included.
You absolutely do, more than anyone I know. And it's so much fun to come and see you in any of your bands. And you're very recognized and appreciated for the many contributions you've made. But you know, I never see anything on your website about your work with children. And I believe you do a lot of work with kids. Can you say a little about what kinds of involvement you have with children?
Oh, I love kids because kids can remind you to be in the moment. And I don't have any children. I think that I'm one of the universe's little helpers to help moms and dads who have kids. That's what I think why I was drawn towards education, working with kids. They gave me a broad perspective on life and one that I wouldn't have had I not gotten involved since I wasn't a parent. So I like to do volunteer work. I like to pick up trash. I love our community. And Tucson has given me so much. I could never give back everything I've received. And giving is receiving. So working with the kids is one of those ways that I have a chance to give back and substitute teaching or donating instruments or organizing events for kids. That sort of thing is it's really a gift to me.
And you are a gift to them and to us too. So thank you for that. All right. Well, let's talk now about your album and book, Snorts and Rattles, Songs of the Desert Southwest. Tell us where the idea to do this album and book came from.
Remember when we were locked up in our houses during the pandemic? We were locked up and I had my ukulele. I started playing the ukulele when I was like the world's most unskilled music teacher. And what I mean by that is I had to teach myself music in order to teach music to the kids. So I bought this baritone ukulele so I could sit on the floor with the kindergartners and sing children's songs. And you can pretty much get music out of a ukulele with one or two fingers. You don't have to have a lot of dexterity. So, Amy, Christy, and I, two of my dear friends, would ride up a mountain during the pandemic because that was the only exercise we could get. And so that was a way to stay connected to critters, stay connected to our gorgeous, gorgeous desert. When I was home, I picked up the ukulele and I decided that it would be a good way to educate kids if I wrote a little something about each critter, the ones that I get to see all the time. And that's kind of how it started. And at first, there was no refrains. And then I sang them for Amy, and she said, "You know what? You need to add refrains so that the kids can actually sing with you." So, and then I just decided, why not make an album? I found out that Mike Levy, who I record all my records with, most of my records with, he and Teresa have really uber talented kids. One is a musician, one is an artist. Jackson, who was 14 at the time, I said, would you be interested in doing a painting for each one of these critters? And when I saw the first drawing, I was absolutely blown away at how beautiful. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to give you like $100 for each painting or each drawing. You keep the drawings and we'll use them in this, put them on the album. After seeing all the artwork, and we did an art show for Jackson too, which was nice at Cafe Luce, it just kind of seemed like the next manifestation of this project would be a children's book. And then because folks don't buy CDs anymore, and that way they could stream. And so there was codes there to stream. And it seems to be working. Folks who did buy the record have enjoyed the songs. I had one grandmother who has a grandchild in New York, and this little girl choreographed a dance for each one of the songs. So it really had an impact on her. It inspired her to create. It was a natural transition, and the book is self-published. I couldn't do anything without a team of fabulous artists and visionaries. That I don't get anything done by myself, except I do make a decent cup of coffee in the morning and some good eggs over easy.
That's an equally good talent. And I have to just emphasize how beautiful the illustrations are in this book that Jackson did. Kudos to him. Before we go any further, let's listen to one of the songs from the album so our audience knows what it is we're talking about. Aspen, what are we going to hear first?
It's called Tammy the Timid Tarantula. I think this might be my favorite song. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what that song's about?
Well, remember, you know, in August, that's when the tarantulas come out. I've seen them in the early morning on the trail at Tumamoc. And I love alliterations. I know that as writers, we're supposed to stay away, but Tammy the Timid Tarantula was, I don't know what she was doing with something up Tumamoc Hill. And I adore tarantulas. I've seen them lots of places, but especially Tumamoc.
Yeah. And you know, I love Tumamoc Hill. I only get to walk it these days about once a week. There was a time I was walking it like 5 times a week. I hope I get back to that, but it's still my favorite hill. So let's listen to Tammy, the Timid Tarantula, off of Snorts and Rattles, Songs of the Desert Southwest.
Tammy the timid tarantula was tiptoeing up to my mock hill. And when I walked up next to her, oh, she gave me such a thrill. She was big as a catcher's mitt and furry as Felix the cat. And if by chance Willy Wonka walked by, he would surely have tipped his hat. Tammy, timid as she can be. Tammy, Tammy, I think she's smiling at me. Tammy, Tammy, all legs and fuzzy fuzz fuzz. Tammy, Tammy, not a peep out of her, not a buzz. While timid Tammy seemed content to take her sweet precious time, I decided to sit right down on the ground for a visit in the sunshine. I watched Tammy find her way carefully through the desert scrub. If she could have kindly turned over, I would have given her belly a rub. Tammy, Tammy, timid as she can be. Tammy, Tammy, I think she's smiling at me. Tammy, Tammy, all legs and fuzzy fuzz fuzz. Tammy, Tammy, not a peep out of her, not a buzz. But daytime was for sleeping and Tammy was feeling well fed. She'd been out hunting all night long. Now she's going home to her bed. I hope we meet again sometime, my furry little friend. Maybe right back here on Tumamoc Hill or somewhere around the bend.
tell me, timid as she can be. Tell me, I think she's smiling at me. Tell me, all legs and fuzzy fuzz fuzz. Tell me, not a peep out of her, not a buzz. Tell me, timid as she can be. Tell me, I think she's smiling at me.
KXCI Tucson, and we're returning to our interview with Connie Branick. What a gift you are to all of us, Connie.
You know, tarantulas are also one of my favorite creatures in the desert. It's funny because I don't like spiders, but I don't consider tarantulas spiders. They're so graceful. And I love this song. How did you choose what creatures to write and sing about? Because there's a number of creatures on this album.
I think I just wanted to write about those creatures that I've actually encountered myself. And I wanted to learn more about these creatures. And so that's kind of how they came to light. As a songwriter, I like alliterations, and I have a big corny streak, and I don't try to hide it. Tammy the Timid Tarantula. It's all about being fearless, not flawless. And one of my very best friends is named Tammy. Tammy and I served together in the National Guard.
Ah, now that the pandemic is over, are you still spending time in the desert looking at all these creatures and appreciating them?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I could get out there, I love to mountain bike the easy trails. I do. I'm a big mountain biker, and I've been in love with bicycles since the training wheel days. I've always loved bicycles.
Ah, very nice. And compared to other kinds of songs that you write and play, which most of them are quite different than this, was this easier than those kind of songs or harder? Or?
Well, I think because there's something about sitting on the floor with kids. And even though I was in a room with just my ukulele and a garage band, I think it was easier because of the simplistic nature of when you sit on the carpet and you sing these traditional children's songs. And so I approached these songs in that fashion and kept them very simple. Actually, I thought it was easier than some of the other records that I've written.
How do kids respond to the songs? I assume you've been able to observe that. You've done these with kids?
A little bit. They like the songs with the refrains that are easy to latch onto, like hippity 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 hop and Javelina, Hazel. Everybody goes snort, 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 snort. Those sort of sounds. Who doesn't, as a child, doesn't like to snort and make those grunts?
Hey, as an adult, I like to make those. I like the refrains too. You know, we all like to sing along with songs. So I think adults appreciate this also very much. Well, how about another song here, Aspen? What creature are we going to hear from next?
Maybe this is my favorite song. It's called Hazel the Javelina. Tell us a little bit about this song, Connie.
Oh my gosh, I've had so many javelina encounters. Walking to Mamak and biking. In fact, the close encounter of the javelina kind that I most remember was riding down Cherry, that dirt road that goes between Prince and Fort Lowell, on my way to teach music at Presidio School. I had to slam on my brakes. From here to the computer screen, I was probably close enough to put mascara on that javelina. And we, I think, scared each other, and I made it to school, and my heart rate didn't drop until lunchtime.
I love seeing javelina on my walks in the morning. I walk with a friend who is afraid of them, and I go closer to them because I love to photograph them. The funny noises that they make, and they're just wonderful creatures. So let's listen to Hazel the Javelina off the album Snorts and Rattles, Songs of the Desert Southwest.
Hazel the Javelina looks a little bit like a wild boar, but she's actually a peccary. not a hog, that's for sure. Hazel lives in a big happy herd with her family and friends. They wander through the big hot desert and eat whenever they can. Hazel sings snort, 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 grunt, grunt, grunt. Hazel eats mostly agave and grazes on fresh mesquite beans for a special treat every now and again. A lizard for extra protein. Hazel and her half a family classified as mostly herbivores. That means they eat all kinds of plants, and in the spring, cactus fruit they adore. Hazel sings snort, 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 grunt, 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 snort, 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 grunt, grunt, grunt,
KXCI Tucson, real people, real radio, and we're back with Connie Branick.
We are, and unfortunately, we're already running out of time. I can't believe it. So, Connie, tell us where our audience can get this book and album, Snorts and Rattles, Songs of the Desert Southwest, and your other music, too.
We are so excited, and I say that because there's a team, of course, that who worked on Snorts and Rattles. It is at PopCycle, the Tucson Museum of Art gift shop, and Tohono O'Chul gift shop, and I have my friend Jane Lambert to thank for getting that book out there. All of my music is available online. You can stream it for free if you want a copy of it, Bandcamp. If you want to have a new coaster to your collection, you can pick up a CD as a souvenir at any of the shows.
So Connie, what's coming up in the future for you? Any other new projects or music?
Yes, yes. I have two EPs in the works. One is called King Tide in the Old Pueblo. And that I'm recording with what I call the old guard. And then I'm working on another EP called Nightfall about insomnia with a younger generation of musicians. All these musicians are young enough to be my kids. And I learned so much from working across different generations and learning from the young musicians as well as the musicians who were within 10 years of my age. So anyway, I'm very excited about that.
That's great. I get excited about new musicians too. And we can't let you go without mentioning, again, that the Little House of Funks will be the opening act at the TKMA 40th Tucson Folk Festival fundraiser next Sunday, February 16th. Can you say a little bit about the fundraiser? Who else is going to be playing?
We have the Blues Edition. We'll have Dr. Gary Love on saxophone. Tom Dukes will be playing guitar, along with Frank Filippo, Dave Jetty on drums, and the bass phenom, 24-year-old Rafe Centuri on bass.
What a great band you put together for this. I can't wait to see everybody at the El Casino Ballroom.
Let's just mention that you can reserve a table for $40, a whole table. It's basically $25 for TKMA members, $30 for non-members. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be a raffle. The music is from 6 to 9, but the doors open at 5. Aspen, anything else you want to say about that?
I think you've got it all, and I think it's going to be the best dance party in town. It's just going to be a great, fun time, and I hope to see everybody there. But that is all the time we have for today. But we're so grateful that we had the opportunity to talk to Connie about her new book, Snorts and Rattles, Songs of the Desert Southwest, and to listen to a few of the songs that go with it, and the gorgeous illustrations from local artist Jackson Levy. And thanks to all of you out there for listening to Broad Perspectives today. You can hear more of our programs at kxci.org on our Broad Perspectives podcast page. And now, stay tuned, because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday. And we're going to go out with one more song from Connie called Hummingbird Fly off of Snorts and Rattles, Songs of the Desert Southwest.
Whoosh, whoosh, look at that streak. Is it a supersonic jet? Or did I see a beak? Dipping and diving, doing all kinds of stunts. The smallest plane in the world, a teeny tiny runt. Didn't I just see a little red flash? Was it some kind of helmet? Or maybe a sash? Ooh, look at that quick stop and turn. I think I almost saw some kind of laughter bird. Hummingbird fly. Hummingbird fly. Wait a minute, something just dived by my head. Maybe I better go back to bed. There it is, swirling and swirling and whirling. A hummingbird twirling and twirling and twirling. Flying all around, searching for nectar. If you're looking for a feeder, go find my friend Hector. I can offer you some fresh cut flowers. You're some kind of special. You got superpowers. Hummingbird fly. Hummingbird fly. Little one, you can visit anytime. You brighten up my day. You're a ray of sunshine. Like an old corrupt duster, you dip, dive, and fly. You're the king and queen, the master of the sky. Hummingbird, fly. Hummingbird, fly. Hummingbird, fly.